Brand new Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. It's called Rain on Me. And if you've been wondering while you were listening to that song, if they sing, I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm alive, which is what I thought it was. It's not. She says, I'd rather be dry, but at least I'm alive. I know, you can't understand a word. And it's never been more clear that Ariana Grande has terrible diction than in that song, because you hear Lady Gaga and you can understand all the words she says.
Yeah.
And then you hear Ariana Grande and it sounds like someone, shut the door and put her in the other room to record it. Right?
That's funny. Picture it. That's awesome.
I'm going to pull up Facebook so we can go on Facebook Live if you want to join us on there. And Todd's here and looking a little bit glum because he did not win the little song contest that hour.
That's all right. I won the first one. So.
Yeah. Guess how many I've won?
Zilch.
Yeah. Because guess who's the new girl? That's weird.
I don't know, because when people vote,
I don't think they correlate.
Yeah,
I don't think
100%.
So.
Can we just say?
I can't believe you didn't win with Eye of the Tiger. That was kind of shocking.
You two have quite a following. Even like
Kelly, you won last week. We all won one.
Well, because it was Whitney. Whitney really wins that.
I know. That was her first one, too.
Yeah.
And Todd had Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Who's going to vote against that?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the thing. You guys have picked good ones.
I mean, usually it's like, hey, Blake, hey, Todd. I'm like, hey, guys.
Oh, my God. Well, yesterday, was it Angela?
Yes.
Okay. So
prime example.
First of all, so we're on Facebook Live. Hi, good morning. It's the Blake Show on Coast 93.1. That's
Hi,
Kelly.
Guys.
Todd is stuck in the basement still. we will get to Todd's big family news.
I have some company.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In a second. Yes. It's the hot neighbor. No, just kidding. what was I saying?
So how Angela last night.
On our Zoom happy hour says, Rachel, Todd's wife, Rachel, I just want to let you know your hair looks bomb. It looks awesome. And Rachel's like, oh my God, I just got it done. Like, I finally went to get my hair done. Thank you so much. Right. And then she goes, Blake, your hair looks awesome too. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And then Kelly goes, hey. Hey.
Like, what am I, chop liver?
Because she just got her hair done this week, too.
I think she even was like, Todd, you look so good. And I'm like, no, I'm fine.
And Angela, and then Angela goes, oh, yeah, no, Kelly, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't need your pity. I don't need your pity.
But it looks good. Yeah. Kelly's calling it porn star hair. I don't know why.
It's porn hair. Because it's like long,
it's layered,
like layered, like porn hair. Like you want to whip it around and lay on like a Corvette.
Okay.
Do you make that noise, too?
And then I'd be like, ow, my hip.
Yeah.
Something like that. Pour it truly over my face. Okay.
Todd banned us.
It's like the White Snake video.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Ooh,
wait, what was it? Something Katane. Tawny Katane. See, now I know
Tawny
who,
Katane.
Now I know who that is. I learned that on this show because I got shamed for not knowing who that was. And I was
do you not know who Tawny Katane is?
Gay. Okay, don't care. So Todd announced this on the happy hour, but then he banned us. It was embargoed from discussion.
Yeah.
Until after the announcement on TV. So go ahead, Todd.
Loose lips sink ships. As they say, so
we didn't say
anything.
Okay. I know.
Make your announcement.
We have a kitten. We have a kitten. We have a new member of the Guttner household.
They actually got a living
animal,
breathing,
like an animal that's not like in a little tiny fishbowl that you don't even really have to pay attention to. Like this thing requires attention and love and comfort,
yes.
Which I'm not sure.
You have.
I can do.
What the Hello Kitty?
So Todd has a cat. Okay, if you don't know the history of this, is a momentous occasion.
Yes, it is.
So
you have no idea.
And he is
Todd
not happy.
Had pushed back so hard on getting a pet, and this has already resulted in family strife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happened yesterday, my stress boiled over and I exerted it on everybody else.
Oh, you're admitting it though. That's good.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Thanks, Kelly.
See, that's good. Oh, you're admitting it.
Yeah. My wife just slammed the door.
Okay.
So.
No, don't stop. No, keep.
I think she just heard that. And okay. I don't care.
Okay. No. Keep sharing your feelings, Scott or Todd.
I'm just saying, it's a tough time. Look, I've I've resisted an animal for a really long time. I had a billion animals
okay,
as a child.
Todd, like, first of all, I'm going to say, of all animals, cats are pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
Correct.
I mean,
which is why we went down this road with one.
Right.
Like, we started with hamster, and then people were like, no, just do the rabbit. You know, they're at least a little more comfortable. You know, they like to get pet.
Someone
stuff like that.
Someone just messaged us on Facebook and said, I hope Todd named the cat Floater.
I know. It would have been great.
Oh, my God.
Remember when we were talking about the
perfect.
We had a listener who said that I don't have a ghost in my house, but I do have a ghost cat. And yes. and then Todd said, I think those are floaters in your eyes, you know, and, that you see out of the corner of your eye. And then then we started naming the cat Floater, and we had a whole backstory for it.
Yeah.
So shout out to Kim, who is a careful, close listener. Good job,
yes,
Kim.
Yes, Kim, that's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant. No, the cat's name is Aries because she was born in late March, and you know, after the zodiac sign Aries. And so anyway, yeah. But, you know, it's an adjustment. It's a huge life adjustment, and I'm not handling it as well as I should be, I guess.
That much is clear.
Well,
is it apparent?
Yeah, it's very apparent. Well, you'll get used to it. I mean, that's the thing. It is an adjustment. But it's the same thing as, you know, any other change in your life. And I think that, and I'm not making an excuse for Todd being a jerk, but I get the stress. I mean, I think, you know, we've all been under a lot of stress, so.
I think there's going to come a moment where you and Aries, it's going to be like Todd saw a kitty and a kitty saw Todd. And
oh my God, you guys
are just going to be best friends.
Yeah.
And
there's going to be a point where the cat is like hanging out with Todd on the weather. Mm-hmm. Like Todd's going to bring it into the TV station once they all go back into the TV studio.
Oh, man.
It's going to happen.
You know what? I can't stand when people do that at our station. Like they bring their dog in and it like runs around and licks your leg and stuff. Like, do they think that everybody likes getting their leg licked? No.
Oh, boy.
Sniffing your crotch and stuff. Like, no, I don't want that. Like they need to, I would never do that because I don't want to, you know, like,
Todd needs a cocktail.
Todd,
you need a martini or something.
You need a cocktail.
And by the way, if you keep up this stress streak, no one's going to be sniffing your crotch at home either.
Yeah.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Oh, here, kitty, kitty.
Yes. Yes.
Mama's got some treats for you.
That's your song.
That's the song. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh my God. Okay, we got to pick songs.
Okay.
Okay.
Man,
by the way, if you
want to
say hello on Facebook Live, we are on Facebook Live, Coast 931. Oh, Donald's asking if the kids like it. The kids must be ecstatic.
Oh yeah, they do. But you know what? I will say, like, it's also a life adjustment for them too. And
right.
It's not all roses. It's not all peaches and cream right now. Like, it's tough. It's tough. So we'll get there. It's like having a newborn, Kelly. Like, you know,
yes,
those first handful of nights, you're like bawling your eyes out. And you're like, what have we done?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, you just, you work through it and you, and things just, they fall into place.
Yes.
And that's what will happen in our house too. I'm confident of that.
Here's advice from Fiona. Fiona says, don't worry, Todd, cats are not interested in crotches. Just killing small rodents and your toes.
And bringing them in the house.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and bringing them in the house, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And Sherry wanted to announce that she has a Dutch rabbit that can be trained like a cat.
Oh.
So thank you, Sherry.
Okay.
To which Amy
add that
says,
to the list.
Rabbits smell bad. Okay, be nice.
All right.
Let's pick songs. Okay, I'm telling you, I got the winner this time. So I will give you.
Is this our last round today?
No, no, we'll do it again next hour.
We're going to do one more round?
Yeah, all one right, or two more rounds. Yeah.
If I'm guaranteed to lose, then I'm not gonna put my 1A up against your 1A.
Well, I'm gonna give you the courtesy of choosing my song last. So there's a chance you're gonna steal it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Definitely not.
No, I'm telling you, I got. Okay, what do you got, Kelly?
Right, okay, go ahead, Kelly. If you would like to go.
Oh, I got to write it in the poll.
I'll go second.
First one is.
Yep.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
We can't play Dolly Parton on Coast.
Oh my God!
Why
go
not?
Home.
We could play a clip of it, but we can't. Okay, well, you know what? Whatever. We don't have a boss anymore.
Exactly.
we don't have a boss anymore.
and
on top of that, it's a pandemic.
Okay.
Whatever.
Can we play Dolly Parton 9 to 5?
Sure.
Yeah, Dolly Parton 9 to 5.
But that's not fair. That's
so
not.
Smart,
that's
guy.
Outside the scope of what Coast is. You have to pick songs we would play.
Well.
No, Blake, that's not the rule.
Yes,
no, it
is.
Be the rule.
I don't know if you know this. I'm the boss now. Okay.
Oh,
wait,
I'm the captain now.
Oh boy.
Mutiny! Mutiny!
Yeah. All right, Todd, what's your pick?
Kelly, that was brilliant because you're like Blake Shelton from The Voice. Like, he will just go with the country
Todd,
singers
Todd,
because
Todd,
that's
it's a five-hour
what the world
show.
Wants.
Make your pick.
Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to go Poison, Nothing But a Good Time.
Oh, that's
wow.
a good one.
Wow. Okay.
Nothing But a Good Time, baby. Headed into the weekend, folks. It's 85 degrees this afternoon. Come on, let's party.
Oh, all right. Okay. He sells it. Now you have to sell yours. I sold mine. He sold his.
Okay.
You have to sell it.
Well, as Todd mentioned, it's going to be 85 degrees today, and it's going to be sunny all weekend, and we're going to be walking on it. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
That's a good one. Sing it.
I'm walking on sunshine. I can't. My voice all messed up. I think I've been talking so much.
I'm walking on sun.
Okay, here's what you do. Type in the word topic, followed by, not topic, sorry.
No.
Text. I'm turning your mic off. Left both of you. Jesus. Okay. Type in the word Blake and text that to 77,000. Type in Blake and text that to 77,000, and then you'll get to vote. We have it set up in a poll, so you text which song you want. Okay, so that's
And I choose
it's ready
A.
to go.
Oh, here.
This one's for Aries.
Mama's got some treats for you.